She said she was literally having Eastern medicine books translated into English so that she could learn more about fascia. And she kept looking around for the fascia expert and the fascia expert and the fascia expert until she finally was like, I think maybe I'm the fascia expert, because what the hell? No one else is talking about this.
Welcome to the Be It Till You See It podcast, where we talk about taking messy action, knowing that perfect is boring. I'm Leslie Logan, Pilates instructor and fitness business coach. I've trained thousands of people around the world, and the number one thing I see stopping people from achieving anything is self-doubt. My friends, action brings clarity, and it's the antidote to fear. Each week, my guests will bring bold, executable, intrinsic, and targeted steps that you can use to put yourself first and be it till you see it. It's a practice, not a perfect. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Be It Till You See It interview recap, where my co-host in life, Brad, and I are going to talk about the holistic convo I had with Ashley Black in our last episode. If you haven't yet listened to that one, you should freaking go back and listen to that one.
Yeah.
Holy friggin' moly, can we just have a moment? Ashley Black was on the Be It Pod. You guys, this person is a badass businesswoman who invested so much in something that she believed in. And she and I had an amazing conversation off the record where she actually is a Pilates instructor trained before me. And we were talking about different things where she had people wanted her to do magazine articles where she would do something. And she's like, I don't teach like that, so I'm not going to do it. So I just love her integrity, love her character. Ashley Black, I love you. Can't wait to see you in Costa Rica, babe. You can teach me how to surf, even though I don't love seaweed touching my feet, but I'll do it for you.
Blasturbating all day long.
You wanted to say that so bad. If you want to know what that reference is, you have to go listen to the episode. I'm
gotta
just
go
saying.
Back.
Also, can I just say, if you are wanting to blasturbate, if you just want to like blast your fascia, we have an affiliate link, and I'm really, 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 really excited to share that because it's not something they do. We have it.
We do. It's pretty fucking cool.
But before we get into that, you guys, it is National Sock Monkey Day. And that means you need to give your old socks a new lease on life as we mark Sock Monkey Day. And Brad was like,
I don't even know what a sock monkey is.
So I don't know how you don't know what a sock monkey is, because a sock monkey is kind of like a poor stuffed animal.
Oh, I had one of these.
Yeah, it's like when you're, well, I think a lot of stores.
But mine had the little red pom-pom on the top.
Yeah, so I think a lot of stores will sell them overpriced, but the theory is
mine was like beans inside or something.
You like make your own.
Mm.
If you shout, like raise your hand if you listen to this and you're like, oh, I made my own. I also made my own Pep Rock. I also did not ever get Kraft mac and cheese. I got the knockoff version with knockoff hot dogs in it. It was called Protein Guys. So if
knockoff hot dogs? You didn't even have hot dogs?
Well, like the not the store brand.
Oh, fair.
Not the store brand. No one bought me a sock monkey. I had to make my own sock monkey.
Yeah, I feel like mine was an heirloom. I think that was like my grandfather's or something, my great grandfather's, and it was like in the family. Well, I feel like my mom was really protective over it.
You know what? I think it's probably one of those boxes that you're supposed to go through to fly you home. So I'm not sitting there during that situation. Anyways, also coming up, you guys currently in this moment.
In this moment.
In this moment.
I love me.
I feel like that's a Shania Twain song. In this moment. Is that Shania Twain or Celine Dion? Anyways, there's a free mat challenge happening for you.
Yeah.
And you can go to opc.me/challenge and you can start it today. You can start at the moment you hear this. If you're listening to this and it's a year from now, you can start it. Because guess what? My team keeps that shit up. And it is free.
Evergreen.
And it starts when you start it. But the best time to start it is today. Just like planting a tree. The best time, last week when it started. But also today is good time.
The best time, 30 years ago.
The best time, your grandparents' generation. They fucked up. Blame them. But at any rate, you can change the world by going to
opc.me/challenge
and enjoy 4 weeks of accountability and freaking amazing mat classes. Also, we have an accelerator event, Brad. Why don't you take this one over?
Yeah, we do. I'm really excited to share. We're starting a new offer for profitable Pilates. We have a workshop called Accelerating Your Studio Growth. Mm-hmm. And so we're calling it the Accelerator. And in that, we're going to go through the Excel formula. Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
But the whole goal of that.
How do you spell Excel in this?
A-C-C-E-L.
That's right. It's that's the old how school you know. Excel.
Hey, it works. It works.
Hey, I love a framework. And just so we all are clear, the sound you're hearing underneath me is a dog with a bone. We're just going to let it be.
Yeah, if you can hear that, that's August.
I feel like you can because I can feel it to my chair. Lastly, so where did they go for the
Yeah, sorry, bit? I wasn't finished. So the Excel formula, basically what that covers is we're going to really dig into how do you connect with people in your community, bring them into your space, win them over so that they become a long-term client, and then empower them to be your voice in the community.
Yeah.
Right. And
they
really,
can be a sneezer. That's what Seth Godin calls them, sneezers.
He does. He calls them sneezers. I'm going to call them accelerators.
Yeah.
Because
I just went out
we
in our
got
community.
A theme going.
Today I went on our community, babe, and I almost booked myself a pop-up class without even trying. So you guys, these things he's going to teach you in this workshop.
Yeah, you just got to be out and about and meeting people, and there are strategies
and
to it.
And by the way, I'm an introvert, like high functioning, but like through and through. So you can do this if you're an introvert. It's strategies that do work.
Yeah. And you know, what will be, you know, it's going to be some high level concepts and then some actionable items that you can immediately take. Because, you know, I mean, obviously for those of you who are familiar with agency, this is like just one part of the bigger mm-hmm. picture. And so we're going to be hosting that. So get yourself on the wait list for the accelerator. It is going to be profitablepilates.com/upcoming.
Cool.
Profitablepilates.com/upcoming.
Okay.
Yep.
And then lastly, real super quick, Brad's going to tell me the link to this because I forgot, but we have summer camp coming up and I am actually working on right now on the lineup of workouts and workshops, me, the OPC team, and I'm hoping a few good friends are going to be taking over the first weekend of your June and just giving you all the Pilates you ever wanted.
Ever wanted.
Ever.
Yeah.
I personally have raised my hand to do a ladder barrel workout. That's right. So anyways, you heard it here first. So you're going to go to, I think it's opc.me/workshops. opc.me/workshops, plural, my friends. opc.me/workshops. It says, get notified for upcoming workshops, get on the wait list, and you see all of my amazing peeps on there. So there you go. Okay, before we get into the Ashley Black recap, which I can't wait to dive in and share our thoughts about this, we have an audience question to respond to. Yes, Brad?
Yeah, we sure do. This is from @ 3RDTWIRL494 on YouTube.
Third twirl 494, Brad. Third twirl.
That's what it is. Third twirl.
From YouTube.
3RD, third. Hi, can I ask your opinion on something, please? I'm considering an intense, full, comprehensive classical course. What questions should I ask to prepare myself? I've been teaching for 13 years already, but my clients are pre-postnatal. I'm looking at this at 54 and I wanted a boost and motivation to build more classes. Thank you. I'm just a bit scared and I want to make sure I can handle it.
Yeah. So I love this question because for the part where like, I'm a bit scared, I'm wondering if I can handle it. Part of me was wondering is like, she thinking that her age is based on like, can she handle a classical program, or is she thinking like time-wise, is she handle a classical program? So here's what I'm going to say. Third twirl 494. I have a book that the first couple of chapters are actually full of questions that you should ask any training program you're considering using. And that goes for anybody who's thinking about being a teacher or is already a teacher. But something I would say to people who are already teachers, if you are wanting to learn a different modality in the teaching, I highly recommend looking for a bridge, master's, or mentorship. So bridge master mentorship, they all equal the same thing. It's just marketing terms. I have a mentorship. That's what I call it. I call it mentorship because I do believe that you are hiring me to be a mentor for over 9 months and beyond. Oh, it's like infinity and beyond. 9 months and beyond, because it's 9 months together in a group with me. And then you graduate to the alumni group and you have access to me for always. But if you're already a teacher and you want to learn another modality, for you, you want to learn classical Pilates. If you join a classical training for new teachers, it's going to feel weird.
Yeah.
Because you have 13 years of experience, but you're learning a new thing. The people around you are like, oh my God, she's 13 years of experience. So they act weird around you. And
well, not only that, it's the basics, right? So they're like, and lift your arm over your head. You're like, been there.
Yeah. So I recently had a call with someone who was choosing between my mentorship and another program, and they chose the other program, and it's a dear friend of mine. So like, they're in great hands. But if you already are teaching, and you're learn in a group where you're learning to teach, it's going to feel somewhat remedial and overwhelming.
Sure.
Way better to be in a group of already trained teachers, because there's different questions that you can ask, and you can get different answers that don't go over the heads of the other people in the group. And you can really also dialogue with the other people in your group. So you actually get to have some really great friendships. I know that the first master's program I did, I had made some really, really, really great friendships with the people who are already teachers, because we got to go, okay, this is what I learned before. This is what I'm going to learn now. Here's what I'm going to do. And then when I did the mentorship that I did with Jay Grimes, I'm still friends with those people. They all have been teaching for more than 5 years to be in that program. So anyways, I highly recommend that you look for a program that's already for teachers versus a new program because you've been teaching for so long. Lastly, can you handle it? You think you're gonna handle it better when you're older, when you have more time in air quotes? No, I mean, like, if you want to learn classical, yes, you should do a bridge or a master's or mentorship.
This all makes me think of something that you should definitely check out called Elevate.
Oh, yes.
Because Leslie actually has a master's program that she's been hosting for the last few years now. We've had dozens of people go through the program. And we are opening enrollment for 2025 already, because 2024 has kicked off and is happening. So if it's something you want to check out, just reach out to us or go to leslielogan.co/elevate, and we can get you, we can secure your spot now. So Yeah, go check it out. Great question. Thank you for asking. If you have a question and you want us to chit chat about it or surmise or give you a straight answer, just ping us anywhere.
Clearly.
Anywhere.
We find them.
Yeah, anywhere.
Yeah. It's like Ask Eliza Anything. Ask me a question. You can do it here. She actually changed it. You can only email her. But I clearly grab them for everywhere. Loves, it's here. OPC Summer Camp. You know that thing we started last year? Well, we're doing it again this year, and we're making it bigger and better than ever because we have teachers from all over the world, which means all day long you can nerd out with me at Camp Zoom from the comfort of your own home in your favorite Pilates workout outfit without having to get bugs or dirt or weird camp food that's like some weird slaw. No, you can have the amazing food from your own home. You can be whatever clothes you want to be in, and you can join us all day long for whatever workouts and workshops you sign up for. In fact, you can even do a whole day pass and save the most money. In fact, up to 56% off if you buy the day pass. So go to opc.me/events to see the full schedule and lineup of events. If you only have access to a mat, we've got plenty of stuff for you. We've got reformer. We've got some happy hip reformer with you. We've got so many amazing things. You can go to opc.me/events to see the whole schedule, all 14 teachers, and all the goodness that's going to happen at Camp Zoom. And I'm your camp director. Woo!
Okay, now let's talk about Ashley Black. Ashley Black, inspired by her personal struggle with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, leveraged her 30 years of experience in fascia research to invent the Fascia Blaster, a groundbreaking tool designed to enhance connective tissue health and regeneration. She has authored the number one best-selling book on fascia while also pioneering the first documented ultrasound evidence of fascia regeneration in peer-reviewed research.
Do you know how much it costs to do peer-reviewed research?
I looked up this research facility that she mentioned.
She spent $2 million.
$2 million bucks, y'all. And these guys are like legit. You know?
And by the way, $2 million doesn't mean you get to be involved in the research.
Oh, no, no.
You're not involved at all. Yeah, they just do it.
She was definitely, I mean, she obviously was confident in what she was doing, but, you know, they could have come back and been like, yeah, none of this is real.
Thanks for your $2 million.
Yeah, thanks for $2 million. You know, but they did not. They came back and said, yeah, this is legit. So good for her. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
And, you know, now you can blast or bait all you want.
Dear Lord. So I really love this. Okay. So I'm going to be really honest. Like if you know me, you know, like I am all about like beautiful bodies at every size, like 1000%. And I have, like, I do love the body that I have. Like I really do, but I have not really enjoyed like some cellulite that I have. And I've just been really frustrated with it. And I saw one of her ads where she's sitting there in a bathing suit with nothing. And I was like, wait, hold on a second. Wait a minute. But then I was like, am I being superficial? Like, am I anti-body positivity? Like, I'm just going to be really honest. Like, these are all the things that I thought about.
Sure.
When I looked this up, and one of my dearest friends who's been on the show several times, who's a functional medicine doctor and a Western medicine doctor, was like, oh, Ashley Black has these amazing tools. And I was like, what do you think? Like, they actually work? She's like, they actually work. And then my other friend, Karina, has been on the show. She's like, oh, I have them all. And I've been using them. And I'm like, okay, so am I just about to buy like something that doesn't work? But then I like went down the rabbit hole, fell in love with all of the research she's done. And by the way, her tools aren't just for cellulite, and they're like, your fascia is like, as she discussed, is like over your whole body. And she has
it's
some
not
really
even just over, it's in like she, it's in between your
she
organs.
She has a video where she takes these straws, and the straws obviously are wrapped in paper, and she's like, that's basically your fascia. There's fascia inside, all wrapped around all these muscle fibers.
Right.
And so what she said is cellulite is a physical presentation of bad fascia. And she actually feels it's her moral duty to tell people not to accept it, because she likened it to having a rash.
Yep.
If you had a rash, you wouldn't just go, love my body and my rash. You would go like deal with the rash. And she's like, you can absolutely love your body at any size. And you guys,
yeah,
you go check her out. This woman loves her body at her size. She's beautiful. She like does amazing things. She's over 50 and going surfing in Costa Rica. Like, she's kicking ass. But she says that we can actually love our bodies and work on our fascia, and that can actually help with the cellulite. But also bonus benefits, some of the pain you're having, including why she was doing this, and the fact she had major pain in her hip, are because of bad fascia.
Yeah, and she started investigating the stress in the knee and the ankle, and was basically moving the fascia around, and eventually was able to work through the pain she was having in her hip with it.
Yeah. And she's really big on advocating for effective fascia treatment, because there's a lot of things on the internet like foam rolling, or even like we have a type of percussion tools, right?
Yeah.
So this percussion massage tools, she's like, those are actually not great for fascia, but they're great for other things.
They're great for muscle.
And yeah. So like, if you watch her, she's very specific. She's like, if you go too deep with the tools, that's a deep massage. That's for the muscle. If you do it up here, that's for the skin. If you do it like this pressure, like, so there is a method
her
to the
tools,
madness.
You mean.
Her tools, yes. Yeah. And so I think like what I loved was that she wasn't dissing any product. She was basically explaining how that product helps a different thing versus her products help. And I wanted to stress this. It's not just about the cellulite, you guys. Her fascia if your fascia is not healthy, if it gets tight, if it gets bundled, if things happen to it, you will have pain, and it crisscrosses your body, because fascia is an organ almost. Like, it's like, maybe it is an organ. Maybe the science is saying that, but like, it is so integral.
Yeah.
And we go to the chiropractor a lot, and I swear to God, the problem I'm having is because some fascia shit that's on a different part of my body that I am working out with my blasting tools. So I'm like, there's a reason why this is like on the left over here, the right over here, the left over here. So anyways, I'm a little bit obsessed. I love that she addressed that, because I was like kind of having a little bit of like conflict of my own values. And it's like, oh no, it's okay. And also, by the way, I still love myself and blast.
Well, I really loved when she was talking about the balance of running a business and maintaining scientific integrity. Because when you run a business, it's really you know, like the idea is, what is our marketing message that's going to get people to buy things, mm-hmm. right? And you can just make shit up,
oh,
right?
People do make so much
people
shit
do.
Up.
They just make it up, right? And so she is definitely arguing for the marriage of marketing with actual clinical research, you know, like the work that backs up the claims that she's making. And I thought that was awesome. I mean, for me, that's like integrity, mm-hmm. you know? And she talked about really, I think was an interesting conversation. She's like, am I taking crazy pills? Am I the only person that's talking about fascia? Like, what's the deal here? Why is it that, like, you know, how is it that
when she started,
Western,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. Western medicine is not even considering this as something to look at. They're just pushing fascia out of the way.
And this is like 20 years ago when she was first, like when she first started. So if you're like,
yeah, I think
there's
more
tons
than
of people,
that.
Yeah,
I think
maybe
30 years
30
ago.
Years. Yeah.
And she, you know, was learned, she was reading, she said she was literally having Eastern medicine books translated into English so that she could learn more about fascia. Mm-hmm. And she kept looking around for the fascia expert and the fascia expert and the fascia expert until she finally was like, I think maybe I'm the fascia expert because what the hell? No one else is talking about this.
You know what? I just to like in that, I could not believe we could actually have a podcast called Be It Till You See It. It seemed so obvious that there'd be a podcast out there already. So like, I think a lot of times we, all of you listening, the we, doubt that we could be the first person to think of something as a topic to share with the world. And I found it really interesting that she just kept going, there's got to be someone. She was like just praying and looking for someone else to be the expert. And there's yeah. at the time, there just wasn't anyone.
Yeah. Well, I just want to throw out a couple of other things that are like the science behind what she had, you know, studied that she obviously she went down her own path of education and then she commissioned some scientific studies. And so she's proved her commitment to ensuring safety and scientific validation through methods of funding independent research with a blind study by the Applied Science Performance Institute, which that's the company I looked up. They're out of Florida. Fascinating. They're a bunch of like science nerds. They're clearly very expensive. She utilized DEXA scans, ultrasounds, and blood markers in the study, or they did. And then they focused on collagen inflammation and longevity markers like telomere length. So I don't have a clue what telomere length is, but that's what they focused
actually,
on.
I used to study that stuff. So I do. That's very impressive. And by the way, you guys, somehow Timbaland ended up in the conversation.
Yeah.
So I like just.
The producer.
Just want to say that I've always wanted Timbaland to be like part of a conversation and he made it into my podcast.
So do longer telomeres mean longer life? This is what I'm learning about genetics. So shorter telomeres are associated with shorter lives. I don't know that it's the reverse. They didn't say longer are associated with longer, but they are saying shorter is associated with shorter. So she sought to address any skepticism and criticism from both the scientific community and from the general public regarding her fascia treatment techniques by supporting it with science. So,
yeah. All right, loves, it's super important to me that supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for 3 years I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. I love this so much, guys, because so many people think I have to get it right the first time, and they have done 52 different iterations. I freaking love that. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. I really do drink it, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10.
Holy moly. I know that like I'm a recovering overachiever over here, but I'm super glad AG1 isn't. Okay, so taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one simple scoop. It's literally just one scoop. It's one scoop in one bottle of water. It's amazing. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. Y'all know I've had gut stuff, so that's why I've been doing it for so long. I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/beit. That's drinkag1.com/BEIT. Check it out.
All right, so finally, let's talk about those Be It action items. What bold, executable, intrinsic, or targeted action items can we take away from your convo with Ashley Black? She actually covered all four. She literally spent time thinking about this, and she was very...
Did you see my face on the video? Like, my jaw was, like, dropping as she went through each one, because you guys... No, we tell people they only have to do one if they want, like... You know, because like we're just like, thank you for being on the podcast. I'm so grateful. And she's like, oh, I actually wrote these down. Hold on. I thought about each one. And
yeah,
like,
she thought about each one.
So we actually got, she actually is like, I love that that it stands for something. I'm like, it does. Like, we're noticing.
Yeah. She's like, I didn't know Be It meant something. Yeah. She said, you know, for bold, stepping into your power, you know, those little voices that come in from time to time and tell you who you are. Once you know who you are, be unapologetic without fear and step into who you are. Just be it. For intrinsic, she said she recommends the delete activity, which I thought was really interesting. I'm curious to learn more about this, but she started by writing everything down that she does in the day, and then she reviewed it and she was like, you know, what can I get rid of? What can I cut? Why am I doing these things? You know, and I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe we can just delete cleaning.
Well, you can. I mean, you can also, like, we deleted getting up to open the door for the dogs by getting a thing that opens the door for the dogs. So, like, you can, like, some deletes also include a delegation. But, like,
right.
What if you could just delete it? How would that work? Like, how?
Yeah.
And also, like.
She mentioned, like, well, relationships are stagnant and are causing stress.
Oh. Gosh, get rid of those. But also, like, Brad Bizjak says, like, because somebody was like, oh, I have to clean my desk to, like, actually get work done. He's like, no, you don't. Your desk does not have to clean to get work done. The house does not actually have to clean. And then Gay Hendricks is being on the pod soon. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is.
He actually says in his book, he's like, if you think the house has to be clean before you can write creatively, because you think other people want the house to be clean, don't you think the other people in the house would prefer you to be a happy, healthy, awesome person living in your genius? So, yeah, the house does probably have to get cleaned at some point, but you're probably going to clean it more or have a better life with the people who you live with if you are doing your thing that you love. So delete shit.
Yeah. So she said, you know, we have something intrinsic to our nature and our authenticity when we're discovering and sharing our authentic self. You know, it's if it's a gift that we have and we don't share it, it's a wasted life. I thought that was really
yes.
That was some strong language there. And she suggests self-discovery and creating space to understand yourself. You know, when you're giving yourself space by deleting things.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I thought it was interesting. BE.
Yeah. So I think you got the BI, but
BI.
Yeah.
BI.
So. I got a couple for you for the rest of them, which is it's not the action. It's the little actions.
Mm.
So she talked about encouraging you to break down goals into manageable steps and take the first three today or the first one. But like take little actions, because we kind of like put things like, oh, I've got to build my course. I've got to create a challenge. I've got to make an email funnel. It's kind of like, holy fuck, that's so many things. Like, do you know how many parts go in there? You want to actually like break it down into little things. And this reminds me of Jill Fledstrom, who was on the pod many, many moons ago. And she was like, make everything take 2 minutes. So every task you put on your list, break it down until 2 minutes, because you always have 2 minutes. You have 2 minutes when you're waiting for someone. No one is on time for a Zoom call anymore. They're all 2 minutes late. So you could actually do something for 2 minutes. So I'm consistently be that person. And then she said, find your North Star, find that thing that truly, truly makes you fulfilled. I really love this because today I had a call with someone and it was really, really great. But it would be a total distraction. It would not, like, it could veer its way back to the target, but it, right now it feels like a little offside. And I just said to the person, I'm like, I love this. When it's at this point in your business, that will actually be in alignment with what I'm doing. And I'm so in. So whatever that, when do you think that is? She's like, it'll probably be 3 months. I'm like, you call me in 3 months, the offer still stands. But right now, as it stands, it would just, it's a little bit out of left field for me. And so I would rather wait the 3 months, if you don't mind. Yep. And I would wait 3 years, because like the reality is, you guys, we tend to think that everything happens, has to happen tomorrow. And what I have discovered is it all happens when it's supposed to, which is fucking annoying. But stay on target.
Yeah, find that North Star.
Do you like that really, really exciting, like supportive, like hoorah coaching? Like, it's all gonna happen when it's supposed to. But it really does. And it's really amazing. And you always learn from things. So Ashley Black, I love you. I'm excited for what we're doing together. You guys, will be some projects that Ashley and I are hoping to do together. One of them is you can actually use a link of ours to Blasterbait to take a line out of Brad.
Master Blaster.
I have a ton of the tools. I'm not going to lie. Our bathroom is full of them. I've been caught blasting all around the house. Honestly, whenever I'm Netflixing and chilling, that's me. I'm just blasting. And it feels really nice to do something for your body. Like one of my love languages is touch. And so I do not have the time to go to a massage all as much. I would fucking go every week if I could. It's not the money. It's literally the time. So I really love this because it allows me to do something for myself. It feels really good to do something for myself.
Yeah.
And I don't think that as humans, we actually touch our bodies enough. So do that. And lastly, like I saw a couple moles I've never seen before, probably because I wasn't looking for them. So I'm booking a dermatology appointment. So you can also get to know yourself a whole lot more while you're doing this. It's a byproduct.
I love it. Well, check the link in the show notes if you want to see what we're talking about here. And stay tuned, because like Leslie said, we do have some more fun things coming up, you know, with Ashley down the road.
Yeah.
And we can't wait. We can't wait to announce them for you.
Yeah. And by the way, after the show is done recording, her reformer is out on her like outdoor patio.
Oh, cool.
Costa Rica. So she really, truly is a Pilates person. Loves it. Really the fascia. Like she like honestly and really into fascia, not just for your cellulite, but also like what fascia can do for your entire body. It's not just out the outward, it's the inward as well. So
yep.
She's awesome. I'm Leslie Logan.
And I'm Brad Kroll.
Thank you so much for listening to us today. How are you going to use these tips in your life? Are you going to?
You're going to blasturbate?
Yeah. There you go, Brad. I set you up for that. Are you going to? Let us know. Tag us, tag Ashley Black in whatever you like to share your things on. It really does make my day when I hear. I have to say this. One of our listeners sent me a message today going, so do you watch SVU, Law and Order SVU? Because I watch Law and Order SVU. And I know the every word to the intro of Law and Order SVU. And I now know every word to the intro of the Be It Pod. And I just had to say, first of all, we do watch SVU. We are working our way through, started season one in 2021. Yeah. And we are, because Brad had never seen a Law and Order episode. So we started with SVU, because why not go all the way in on the darkness? And I don't know what season we're in.
I think we're in 18.
Season 18. So
yeah, I believe so.
We do know all the words.
Oh, yeah.
We call Bayonne Pot and Order.
Yeah.
And
dun dun.
I know. And she did text me that. She's like, dun dun. And I said, do yourself a favor, go down the TikTok rabbit hole on Law and Order dances.
Oh, yeah.
You will lose an hour of your life and you'll never regret it. So, anyways, thank you for tagging me and sharing with me how you love this show. what it makes you think of. I never thought SVU and I would ever be in the same sentence, but Mariska Hegarty, anytime you want to say, I'm all in. Have an amazing day.
Bye for now.
That's all I got for this episode of the Be It Till You See It podcast. One thing that would help both myself and future listeners is for you to rate the show and leave a review and follow or subscribe for free wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, make sure to introduce yourself over at the Be It Pod on Instagram. I would love to know more about you. Share this episode with whoever you think needs to hear it. Help us and others be it till you see it. Have an awesome day. Be It Till You See It is a production of the Bloom Podcast Network. If you want to leave us a message or a question that we might read on another episode, you can text us at +1 310-905-5534 or send a DM on Instagram at Be It Pod.
It's written, filmed, and recorded by your hosts, Leslie Logan, and me, Brad Crowell.
It is transcribed, produced, and edited by the epic team at Desenio.co.
Our theme music is by Ali at Apex Production Music, and our branding by designer and artist Gianfranco Cioffi.
Special thanks to Melissa Solomon for creating our visuals.
Also to Angelina Herrico for adding all of our content to our website. And finally, to Meredith Root for keeping us all on point and on time.
All right, my coffee lovers. I got something for you. And I know most of you are coffee lovers because if you're listening to this, you have lots of things you're doing and coffee is something that you are taking with you everywhere you go. In fact, I know the Pilates instructors around here are taking coffee, kombucha, tea, and water into every class that they take. So this one is amazing because this is Pure Cafe Bold. They have two options for you. They've got black coffee and then they've got a caramel coffee latte, which is amazing. And here's why it's amazing. It's pre-brewed. So it comes in this amazing little packet and you can actually just take the packet in to your office, your work on a plane, like we've been doing. And then you pour hot water in and boom, you've got coffee. And this coffee actually has some amazing stuff. It's not just regular coffee. This coffee supports your immune system. It boosts cognitive function, increases stamina, it reduces stress, and it has cordyceps.
And what are cordyceps, you ask? Oh, that's right, Brad's here. Nature's powerful secret energizer, a rare species of fungi, cordyceps is renowned for its invigorating properties and centuries-old use in traditional medicine, packed with essential nutrients. This natural adaptogen boosts stamina and supports overall well-being. And seriously, it's actually super simple to make. Leslie and I have taken it camping.
Yeah.
I'll use it in the afternoon.
We're taking it everywhere because I'm tired of conferences and different hotels having burnt coffee.
It's 1,000 times better than the terrible coffee that you get on an airplane.
And the black coffee is like less than a dollar a packet. So it's like, it's really kind of amazing.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of the caramel myself.
He
the
does
caramel
like
has
it.
A little bit of milk in it. So.
It has some dairy. So my dairy free peeps, you can't do the caramel, but you can do the black, right?
Yeah. The black coffee is vegan, keto, gluten-free, non-GMO, nut-free, dairy-free, fat-free, and CGMP compliant.
All right. So here's the deal. You need to go to beitpod.com/coffee. BEITPOD.com/coffee. And when you do that, you are going to be able to get some amazing coffee that we're loving. You can buy it as a one-time purchase or you can actually get it as a subscription. There's even family packs. So if you know that you've got a lot of coffee drinkers in your household, this is amazing. And it's honestly cheaper than all the coffees we've been making at home. So we are so excited. I hope you are. Go to beitpod.com/coffee. And, you know, cheers to you and I. Every morning, we'll be drinking the same coffee together. Woo!